Thank you, Jared. It's 8:36 on this Tuesday morning. Greg Horn, Will Jenkins, and we're joined by Pine Bluff Police Chief Kelvin Sargent. Good morning, Chief. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Will. Good morning, Greg.
So much going on all across the country, and we've heard some rumors of maybe some unrest happening in Pine Bluff, but I haven't seen, and we haven't seen here any. Has there been?
No, we haven't had any protests, whether it was peaceful, definitely not anything violent. We're constantly monitoring different channels of the social media and information through the community to try to learn about things that may be happening. And so we've been hearing rumors of this and that, and we've been deploying our people to be ready just in case those things were to happen.
So do you have a lot of people, officers on standby ready to go in case there is a situation?
I have the entire police department on standby.
So what are you going to allow and not allow? I mean, a peaceful protest, I think, is great. In my opinion, that should be encouraged almost. But I'm assuming that will be fine with you?
It would be fine. We won't infringe upon an individual's constitutional right to protest, but that protest has to be peaceful. And it's okay. As long as you're not inhibiting the roadways and things of that nature, people can assemble in a location, like a parking lot, and they can protest. And we will support that. But what we cannot support when things become destructive and destroying property and things of that nature.
So even in a peaceful protest, would the police force have officers on location?
Of course, yes. If it's peaceful, one of the things that we've traditionally done in Pine Bluff is had an officer present when individuals wanted to protest. And one of the reasons we're there is to make sure that they're safe as well, because sometimes individuals may have negative things that they want to say or do to people that are protesting. So we're there to make sure that they're safe as well.
So the curfew in Pine Bluff ran out in all across Jefferson County, but Pine Bluff specifically for you, ran out a couple of days ago at the end of May. Is that something you think the mayor and the city council should look at extending, or just let it sit for where it is right now?
I just think we should let it sit where it is right now, because if there were a situation that we need to reactivate it, we have the emergency clause that will allow for it to be done in an emergency, and then the full council would have a say on it to make sure, to see if we extend it longer. But right now, it ended on the 31st. And I don't see a reason, unless we start having some issues within the community, to specify that we need to put that back in place.
There you go. No curfew from needed at this time. And I think I agree with that. I mean, you don't want to do that too often. And we're just coming off of it. And there has been no issues in Pine Bluff. Now, there have been across the country. I think there were some issues in, Conway and Little Rock and some other places around the state, but nothing in Pine Bluff for you to have to deal with it.
That's correct, Greg.
Yeah. There's enough going on. And we were talking earlier this morning about, the situation that happened in Minneapolis. I mean, it just seems so over the top. As far as the officer that had his knee on the neck of Mr. Floyd. But at the same time, I do think you can't be, and I used the word yesterday, a police officer can't be mamby-pamby. I mean, you can't just let people run all over you. That's a kind of actions. I mean, the training for police officers, I mean, that's a tough road to hoe for police officers sometimes. And I think in this situation, it was way over the top.
The action that I saw against Mr. Floyd was definitely unacceptable. But at the same time, when you're trying to be a police officer in today's environment, it can be difficult, because oftentimes people feel they don't have to adhere to a lawful order that we're giving, which sometimes lead to a dispute between you and an individual. And if we don't handle those situations right, they can escalate to situations like this with Mr. Floyd. And I'm not sure of all the facts that led to his situation, but I do know, as a police chief, if we don't handle situations right from a standpoint of communicating properly with citizens and things of that nature, before you know it, we have a bad situation upon us.
Thursday night, the mayor has gotten together with a handful of other people, organizers, for a peaceful protest at City Hall. I'm assuming Pine Bluff PD will be there.
We will be there, yes, sir.
That's going to be Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We will see you there, Chief Sergeant. I appreciate it. Well, Will, it's
Chief, got a question. I just want to say, Chief, we appreciate everything you do within our city and our community. Just keep up the great work.
Thank you all for always trying to put out information and the positivity that you all have for our community. So I commend both of you. Thank you.
Thanks. That's Pine Bluff Police Chief Kelvin Sergeant. Appreciate him joining us this morning. 8:42 in the Deltaplex.